This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
WNYC Studios is supported by the Natural Resources Defense Council. Using science, the law, and people power, NRDC is committed to confronting the climate crisis, protecting public health, and safeguarding nature. They address the impact of fossil fuels on communities and our environment. They help protect wildlife, public lands, and irreplaceable ecosystems that all living things depend on. They work to enact policies for clean air, clean water, and access to nature for all. You can help NRDC safeguard the Earth for future generations. Visit nrdc.org/WNYC for more information.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
We've got one more story, and it takes place in Queens at the end of the number 7 subway line in Flushing. This is where the writer Ocean Vuong used to come for a taste of home. Vuong was born in Vietnam and immigrated as a boy, living in a crowded apartment with a handful of relatives. As a young man, he gained a reputation as a poet, and now Vuong has just made what may be the fiction debut of the summer. A novel that went right onto the New York Times bestseller list and got him appearances on all kinds of late-night shows. And it's called On Earth, We're Briefly Gorgeous. I love that title. A while back, Ocean Vuong brought us here to one of his favorite places in the city, a food court in the lower level of a mall.
We are in the New World Cafeteria in Flushing, New York. And my friends and I, my Asian friends and I joke and say this is the real Chinatown. They call it the People's Republic of Flushing. You imagine the food court of any American mall. You have, you know, Taco Bell, Wendy's, you know, except here it's like every region. There's kimchi, there's spicy pho. Dumplings are really great down there, my favorite. But I used to come here when I used to live in Flushing. It was the first place I lived in New York. It was 2008. I just asked around. I said, where can I go grocery shopping for Vietnamese food, you know, Asian food? Just a bottle of fish sauce. I'm vegetarian except for fish sauce. I can't give up fish sauce. I lose my Vietnamese part. It's almost very much like life in Vietnam. There's little malls like this with little stalls. Here you have Korean food, Vietnamese, Chinese, and not to mention the different provinces and the politics around that. I immigrated in 1990. I was 2 years old. And this place reminds me of my childhood, growing up in Hartford, Connecticut, living in a one-room, one-bedroom apartment with 7 of my family members who initially immigrated with me, most of whom were women. And essentially, the apartment, it was a small Vietnamese village. English was not spoken, and they were all illiterate. But down there, there's a noodle shop. These little stalls, you know. And so when I grew up, I started reading books at the kitchen table. We didn't have a desk, the dining table, that was it. When I started writing, that became my desk. And I would always be surrounded by the women who cooked. And the smells and the gossip, the stories that they would tell while they were cooking. And that's where you get the fresh basil and cilantro. They were all poets, they just didn't write it down, you know. And when I would read, my mother would come and look over my shoulder and she'll say, "Tại sao nhìn giống kiến quá vậy con? Con đọc mà hiểu được không? Mẹ nhìn thấy giống kiến quá." She said, "They look just like ants." What do you get out of it? It looks like a bunch of dead ants. Don't your eyes hurt?
Right.
And I couldn't explain it to her. How do I explain to someone who has never read? And quite frankly, they do look like dead ants. But this for me, when I got here in 2008, I was just so happy to find this place. I couldn't believe it existed, you know, because even in Hartford, there was only two Asian grocery stores. And that's where, you know, I remember my mom and I would shop as slowly as we can in the tiny little store, just so we can hear the gossip between the aisles and, you know, check up on people back in the old country. And so we would shop very slowly. You see the beef over there smoking up the steaks, and after a while you start smelling that. And the ducks, you know, you can almost tell when the duck skin gets crispy at the rotisserie over there, it starts to change. And all of a sudden the air gets richer, a little more pungent when they put the garlic and ginger on. It's actually quite great to be here when it's really busy, because you see all the energy and the shouting. People argue and gossip, you know, and I would just read here. I would just take out a book, you know, like this, and I would just pretend that I was back in that kitchen in Hartford with my family. You can sit here for hours without hearing a lick of English. Me, as a Vietnamese person, I don't understand completely what they're saying, but I've always felt, you know, estranged as an immigrant in America. But here it's like another level where you are estranged within people who are also estranged. Roland Barthes, the French philosopher, says, if you do not have a language, you must steal it as men steal bread. And that's perfect. In a way, I was sitting here borrowing and stealing language, trying to find a little piece of home.
Ocean Vuong, talking about the New World Cafeteria in Queens. You can read some of Vuong's work at newyorker.com, and his new novel is called On Earth, We're Briefly Gorgeous.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.